On this fifth day of the octave of Christmas, we continue to celebrate every day as Christmas to extend our celebration. Today, the church gives us these beautiful readings from St. John and St. Luke to remind us, again, of this image of light and darkness, to walk in the light to follow the Christ child, versus to continue in the path of darkness. It's interesting that today in St. John's reading, he chooses to focus particularly on keeping the commandments of God. That how will we know if we're truly following Jesus? Well, in our society today, we would tend to reduce the idea of religion and faith down to, well, how do I know if I'm in right relationship with God? Well, we kind of reduce it down to a feeling sometimes. You know, we can say that objectively someone may be acting very unchristian, but if you ask them, well, I'm in right relationship with God. I love God in my own way. And it's easy for us in our society today to make God in our own image. And without any kind of objective criteria, we can rationalize and say, well, we're okay. We're in the light. And the interesting thing here is that how would we know if we're in the light? How do we know if we're really seeing clearly? Maybe what seems like light to us is really darkness. John tells us assuredly that the way we can be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Now, we don't necessarily like that today, because commandments also imply then that there's an authority that tells us this is right, this is wrong, that says this is light, this is darkness, this is what you must do, this is what you must not do. That flies in the face of our individualistic, selfish, self-centered idea of the universe created around us. But John wants us to be sure that no, there are objective standards by which we may know, are we in the light or are we in the dark still? Today we celebrate the memorial of a great saint, perhaps the most famous martyr of the Middle Ages, St. Thomas Becket, who was martyred on this day in the 12th century. It's interesting because he started out as one. He was the Archbishop of Canterbury. He did not want to be Archbishop of Canterbury, but he was nonetheless appointed that by Henry II. But Henry had certain ideas for what he wanted of his Archbishop of Canterbury, and one was that he would follow the king's idea of what the faith should be in England. Well, for a while, Thomas Becket thought that wouldn't create much problem. He would just go with the flow. But eventually, the grace of being bishop began to take over, and he saw that it was much more important to obey Jesus and his commandments rather than the king. And this became an increasing source of tension between Bishop Becket and the king. Thomas eventually had to come down and make a decision. Will he walk in the light or continue to give over to the darkness? And of course, we know that he very boldly chose to faithfully live out the office of bishop rather than become a mere servant of the king. He chose to serve the real king and keep his commandments, our King Jesus. So Thomas Becket was actually martyred in his own cathedral after celebrating Mass by the king's men, who decided it was time to get rid of this bishop who didn't quite turn out the way they had hoped. They hoped he would be just a political pushover, because it looked like that's what he would probably be. And that's why he was chosen. But as is often the case, the grace of God takes over, and thanks be to God, Thomas responded and said yes to God. With his intercession today, we see that all of us have to look around us today and see, where is society calling us to be mere pushovers for the political objectives of the day? Where do we find that society will use religion and talk us a little cookie here and there to kind of keep us placated, but hope that we won't be too loud in pushing this idea of belief in God and that it should actually affect our lives. How much are we allowed to be played by society? What line do we draw between darkness and light to say enough that we too must stop playing a game of society merely to fit in? Now, we maybe don't have a king over us saying, do this or you'll be fired, but certainly all of us experience the forces of society saying, do this, act this way, or you're not going to fit in. We're going to make fun of you. We're going to push you to the margins unless you agree to walk in our way. How much will we take before we, like Thomas, are willing to say enough? And we stand up and say, no, I'm willing to die for the faith rather than continue to be pushed down a secular path by society. It's interesting that we have this in the octave of Christmas, but this is the great light that comes into the darkness in the world. The question is then, will we keep God's commandments and follow the light? Will we remain in darkness? If we follow the light, we have the great joy that Simeon expresses in the gospel today. He rejoices to see the light. And that is the great gift that Christianity can bring to the world. In the midst of darkness, we can bring the light, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, to those who have never seen the light, and to God's people Israel, those who knew God, but not quite fully his plan. Let us then take the light of Christmas and be ourselves a light of revelation to our world and be willing to give our lives to stand up to bear witness to that light.